Please be seated. In the beginning, when the earth was dry and dusty, rain hadn't fallen, and nothing existed yet, God stepped down and stood in the dust, was playing with it. And eventually, God formed bones and muscles and skin in the shape of a creature. And pleased God, because God then looked at this creature he had formed and breathed life into it. And this earth creature became a person. And for this person and for their mutual joy, all else that was created was made. Ezekiel this morning is taken, sort of picked up and dropped in front of a dry and dusty valley filled with bones. And God says to Ezekiel, prophesy to the bones. And Ezekiel does, and he prophesies sinew and flesh and skin. The bones join together, and there is sinew and flesh and skin, and they are still dead. Ezekiel looks at God, and God looks at Ezekiel and says, prophesy, and breath will enter them, and they will become alive. Ezekiel does, and the valley, which had been full of dry bones, is brought back to life and filled with people. You cannot read Ezekiel without hearing creation in the background, because this is what God does. God is a creator and a life giver. God delights in bringing life to dead things, as God has always delighted. When you work with children, there's a secret to the Bible passages you teach them. For a long time, you want to pick the passages that can be acted out because it isn't boring. And parts of the Bible are boring. Lazarus, the story of Lazarus is a good story. You can act it out. And especially, well, all children, but younger children let themselves do this. Whoever is playing Lazarus gets to be wrapped up in toilet paper as sort of a mummy, and it's great fun. If you spend enough time doing this, you see Lazarus acted out endlessly. Time and time again, you watch the children put this together, and someone is narrating or speaking, and the children act this out, and then there's Lazarus, all wrapped up and mummified in toilet paper, which is great, and they're having fun doing it. And then you get to the end of the story and you realize the problem. If you have mummified Lazarus entirely, it's really hard for him to break out of all of that toilet paper. You wouldn't think so, but it takes a few minutes and it sort of ruins the surprise effect at the end. I have seen probably hundreds of Lazarus skits, and they are always delightful, mostly because the children are having fun. And you get to the end, and I have come to just sort of expect less of a surprise and more of a struggling with toilet paper, which has its own entertainment value. There was one skit, and I think it was a girl's cabin. I know it was a girl's cabin, and I think it was because it was a girl's cabin. And either the campers or the counselor or somebody said, maybe not a full mummy. So Lazarus was laid out, and he was bound, his hands and his feet, and his face was covered. The camper who was doing this beautifully conveyed Lazarus and death, and nothing was lost in this. And the story goes on, and then Jesus calls to Lazarus, come out. And this time the bonds are easy to break, and Lazarus is fully alive at the end. And it was still beautiful and joyful, but you got that joy and the surprise of life at the end of the story. God delights in this, in that surprise of life at the end. And we are bound up in things that make that difficult. That is what it is to be a person, to have life be difficult. But we are left, I believe, with the question of how bound up we want to be. How hard is it to break out of those bounds and be loosed and find the life that God wants to give us? The answer is always far more difficult than we would like it to be. It is hard for us to believe that God, in the person of Jesus Christ, is standing before us, waiting to be delighted in the life we are given, waiting to be delighted in our joy in that. And it is hard to give up those bounds. It is hard to break free of that. But this is our promise, that our bounds are lighter than we think they are, that it is possible to break free, that our story should not end, but should begin with that delighted joy in the life God has given us, responding to the voice of Jesus, reminding us that we are alive, reminding us of the life God has given us, of all that we are called to be, that we are to remember in the midst of all of it, that we can wear our bonds loosely. Amen.